I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gambling at Dave & Buster's.
Like there wasn't already.
I know, but I hope they up security. That's all.
Someone alerted me to Twitch, and one of the comments was there, instead of at Fast AF, it was going to be... gaming there at Fast AF. It's going to be Bet AF.
Bet AF?
Bet AF, yeah. It should be the gaming app. The official gaming app of Fast AF.
Bet AF?
The grocery store.
Get your bets in quick.
Yeah. Well, you better.
All right. So, Tigers, you heard their doubleheader taking place today. Make up for last night's rainout against St. Louis team that is, what are they, a couple games under 500. 13-15. Detroit is 16-12. What's your gut telling you on the sustainability of this, what they've done so far?
Well, Doug.
Because you know what their pace is?
Here we go.
You know what they're on pace in terms of to win?
97 games. I don't know.
94 games.
Okay.
Yep. Which, if you're four games over every month, would be an incredible success.
It would be.
But
it would be.
That doesn't feel sustainable, does it?
No, my gut tells me is that the pitching might cool off and the bats will heat up. And there'll be some kind of balance where they probably maintain above 500 but playing at a 500 level for a while. I don't know what to – I think Skubal is absolutely sustainable. I think he's a stud. You know, knocking on wood and hoping that – he stays healthy because that's the key. Beyond him, I mean, I expected Casey Mize to take a step forward. And he's gotten better with every start that he's out there. What else is there? Reese Olson? Reese Olson doesn't have a huge track record of being a stud. He wasn't in the minors, and he had a great final five or six games last year. You know, a little hit or miss this year. And then they got the two guys that they signed in free agency that neither of us are really in love with. So you're really relying heavily on a bullpen that I'm concerned it will get overtaxed quickly. And when you have this many early doubleheaders on the season, I think this is where my concern comes in, is because you're having to exhaust the bullpen. And that's not a good route to go. So I'm worried that the bullpen is probably the least sustainable of all of it. But I still think this is a baseball team that can win more games than they lose.
If what's happened so far is sustainable, basically what we're talking about, Gator, is a 500 baseball team that can parade out an elite starter. If everybody else is a 500 baseball team, everybody else on the roster other than Scooble is a 500 baseball team. Because Scooble's got six starts. He's 4-0. They've won five of the six starts. So in games he started, they're 5-1. He's got the decision in four of them, 4-0. Can everybody else be a 500 baseball team and Scooble takes you to the next level because he's that good? And, you know, you're worried about taxing the bullpen. Do you know where the Tigers are in bullpen innings pitched so far this year?
I don't.
They're tied for the seventh fewest. So their bullpen, their starters are going deeper into games than almost everybody else in Major League Baseball. And, you know, there's only six teams that have had their starters give more innings than the Tigers. I hear what you're saying. I hope they can maintain that to a degree to keep this bullpen as fresh as it can be moving forward.
I guess when I look at what's unsustainable, you know, this team doesn't win games by more than a run. They've had 10 of their 16 wins are come from behind wins.
You know what that is? It's grit.
Well, it's grit, but that's unsustainable. You know, that's not going to happen. At some point, things are going to start to collapse. And where is it most likely to collapse? From the bullpen. So that's where that is. Do I think this team can hit better than 223 collectively? Yeah. Do I think their OPS should be better than 650 collectively? Yeah. And yet, last year they were horrible. But they should be better. They should be. But Spencer Torkelson, for the first month of the season, has given them very little. You know, 10 RBIs in 26 games is not bringing home the bacon, you know?
No.
No home runs, obviously, in 103 at-bats. That's not a good stretch if you're Spencer Torkelson and you're counted on for hitting over 30 home runs. But it's not all on Tork, of course. It's you know, shared throughout. And we've seen Kerry Carpenter go through a little bit of a slump here, but he's still a productive player, but he's gone through a slump. Riley Green has some monster hits, but he's only hitting 240.
No, but his OBP is so good.
Yeah, but that's going to come down as well at some point. I mean, these are things that are unsustainable. Do I expect Riley Green to have a 383 OPS on base percentage? No. Or Mark Canada have a 402 on base percentage? No. But how much will they drop? That's the question. How much will other guys rise up? They've gotten very little production from a couple guys. I think they were counting on getting it from, you know, Torkelson and even Colt Keith to an extent. That neither guy has really been impressive through the first month of the season, where I think you start to ask yourself, all right, how much more rope are we going to give these guys before we make a decision to send Colt Keith down and bring somebody else up who's productive, or, you know, tell Spencer Torkelson, you've got to take a couple weeks and just get yourself right, and we'll bring you right back up when you are. But, I mean, I think you might be 2-3 weeks away from making that decision if he continues to slump?
I know. Look, at some point, you got to focus on winning games and not worry about developing your player, right? I mean, the job, right now it's in their best interest to have Torque at the plate because we know what he's capable of. We know what he has done. He's way too young to have like crested and started down the far side of his career. Now, that doesn't mean what he did last year wasn't fool's gold, but you have to give it a chance to play itself out. I don't know when they hit the point where they say, sorry, but we got to focus more on winning games.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here. But that this torque start to the season, I feel like the only way that they take that next step is if he turns a corner and gets it going. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Ned. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Ned?
Doug Gator just enjoying some chili cheese fries here on this lovely Tuesday. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you.
Nice.
Awesome. Listen, I'm listening to you guys. I always do. I want to chop it up with you for a minute. I think our pitching staff has been, lights out. I think if we could get Reese Olson some run support, we'd have two or three more dubs in the win column. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you guys were just saying, Torkelson, I went to the game on Sunday, and I'm watching these guys at bats, and Torkelson just looks lost up there. He's like, and Waka, I mean, you know what's coming from Waka, off speed, you know, breaking pitches. He hits his spots, but it's all going to be breaking. He just looked like, I mean, he was slow on breaking ball after breaking ball, and it's like, come on. So my question to you guys is, because in Toledo, we don't really have anybody standing out, like nobody's really like crushing the ball in Toledo. I mean, Akil, but he was down there doing all right, and Henry Molloy. But do we make a move early for a bat? I think we just need. I think we're like a good bat away from, you know, taking the AL Central, and I'm willing to say that, you know, in May 1. But we need a bat Cleveland's right off in the middle of our lineup.
You know, it's interesting because we start talking about the division, and you know, it used to be punch button. Well, the division sucks. Division does not suck.
No,
four teams are better than 500. Four, and Cleveland is. I think they have the second best winning percentage in baseball. They're off to an amazing start. So are those teams are probably asking themselves the same question: are what's sustainable, what isn't sustainable? But I mean, the question is, how long do you give Torque before you give him the Scherzer treatment? Say, look, it's not good enough right now. We know you're going to be here soon. You got to figure it out. But right now, we need to give somebody else a chance while you are figuring it out. And you look at the guys at Toledo, and he's right. Nobody's killing it at Toledo, but there's some guys that had some nice, you know, years so far to start, but it's not a killer start. But I think it's way too early to think about Jace Young, who's hitting .258, but has 22 runs driven in 26 games. Justin Henry Molloy is hitting .267, but only has two home runs on the year. You know, they don't have a ton of guys that are really doing well right now, but they have guys that have played okay.
248-539-9797, talking about the sustainability of this Tiger start. Is it simply is there a 500 baseball team with an elite starter, and how far can that carry you? And, you know, there's also more to give, and maybe some things that aren't sustainable. I know that you're worried about the bullpen not being able to keep this up. I'm happy they haven't been as taxed as much as other bullpens, but they could get tired. They could wear down a little bit. Tigers 16-12 taking on St. Louis later today.
Well, something that adds to that is just the high leverage situations that bullpen's been thrown in. Because of those 10 out of 16 wins coming from behind, the bullpen's had to do their job of hanging on, right, and giving the team a chance to come back at the end. And here they come. The bats come alive in the eighth inning or the ninth inning, and you get some miracle comebacks here. And you know, it's a lot of high leverage that is going to be, you know, taxing on the team. to this point.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.